House resolution.
I'm sorry, I have, yeah, we wrote this, SCR 233. Study of a direct investment by the state in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project. Someone to testify?
Yeah.
Senator Ouellette?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I don't have a copy of the resolution before me. I did have the opportunity, though, yesterday evening and yesterday afternoon to review it. The Finance Committee substitute added a new resolve that is acceptable to special committee. It expands the scope of the original resolution in that as long as we would be engaged in the financial viability study, and we also look at alternative ways of acquiring that money should the report be favorable and not have to take a drain out of the general fund itself to accomplish that. SCR 33. Chairman, the comments I made address the additional resolve clause that was added to the resolution. The original resolution is one that directs the special committee on gas financing to undertake the evaluation with financial investment concern to resolve once and for all the question of viability of private sector financing for construction of a gas line. To date, there are many rumors that say it cannot be done in the private sector, and of course, the certificate holder insists that it still can. The state is placed in an awkward position of not knowing which to believe, and of course, although the committee was active in pursuing other areas that would enter into whether the state should participate in direct financing, none of them addressed the financial viability of the acquisition of money for the project. Per se, our time was spent on determination as to what it would be for the other resource that the gas has impact on.
Senator Ray?
Special Pipeline Committee, one of these created last session. I don't know what the additional new study will ask. That was the original request of 33. It's my understanding the new study, I don't know what it would cost. Probably if somebody from finance would better answer that.
Is Mr. Erickson here? His comment, which is written here, said we shouldn't need a new fiscal note because the original note was for $170,000. So apparently his opinion is that that's an excellent note.
Yeah, it was an excellent suggestion because, of course, that talent is going to be brought to address the one subject. It's just a matter of them doing a small amount of additional work on an alternative. But might be available. One example is to an earlier idea that I submitted in resolution form concerning financing that line, and that might be the incumbents of State's Royalty Sheriff's Gas.
Further questions or discussion on this resolution? Senator? Senator Ray? You okay, Senator Ray? Are you okay?
I'm having a hard time swallowing.
You got a sore throat?
No. Some stuck.
Committee pleasure? Motion is that committee substitute for SCR 33 be passed through committee with individual recommendations. Hearing no objection, so ordered. Senator. First item on the agenda, Senate concurrent resolution 30, directing the Legislative Affairs Agency to study indexing the Alaska State Personal Income Tax System. Senator Kelly?
Mr. Chairman, relatively simple resolution. Tax indexing to the inflation factor is currently being used by three other states. They were passed last year. Several other nations, including Canada, do index their state income taxes to the inflation factor. What the resolution is asking is that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee on one and the Legislative Finance Committee, I believe, on the other, with an SCR and an SR, look into the income tax indexing in the other states, determine the fiscal note within the state of Alaska, and report to the legislature early next session on the advantages and the disadvantages.
Committee pleasure on SR 13. Senate Resolution 13.
Senator Dankwood, it's simply an identical major than request rather than direct. We're concerned that we might not be able to get the concurrent resolution to vote out the board department.
Okay, I've been same concept, just a simple resolution.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
moving in with the recommendation.
objection, Senator Sumner's motion is adopted, and SR 15 is passed from committee with individual recommendation.
Holding bill from the subcommittee.
Is that right? Mr. Hogan? Senator Ray has returned.
Ready?
Before the committee is committee substitute for House Bill 34, an act relating to the preparation and distribution of a taxpayer's summary of the budget. Objection to Senator Ray's motion? Hearing no objection, committee substitute for HB 34 is passed from committee with a two pass recommendation. How many two pass votes do we have? Senator Sack, Senator Holman, Senator Ray, your due pass. Senator Hackney, due pass. Senator Bennett, due pass. I just happen to have a signed form here that conforms with your vote. I don't know how that happened. Except for Senator Sumner.
No, am I not on this?
Senator Hackney.
While we're digging around in our House bills, I'd like to bring up House Bill 26.
House Bill 26. Senator Hackney, how about you place that right after Senate Bill 17?
Senator, Bill, what's the plan?
Senate Bill 170, an act creating the Alaska General Stock Ownership Corporation. Committee pleasure?
I'm moving an individual, move Senate Bill, well, I guess there's...
Committee substitute.
Committee substitute, Senate Bill 170, individual recommendations.
Is there objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered, and committee substitute, responsive substitute, Senate Bill 170 is passed in committee with individual recommendations. House Bill 26. Give us the short title, Senator Hackey, then proceed with any comments.
Chairman, an act relating to insurance coverage for persons receiving benefits under the TERS and TRS. What this says, Mr. Chairman, is that a retired individual can continue to participate in the major medical benefits that they had while they were employees after they retired, provided they paid the full cost of the when the bill originally started out, Mr. Chairman, it had a considerable fiscal impact. It said that the state would pay one half and the individual would pay one half in order to get away from the fiscal note. Was changed by the state affairs committee so that the retired employee would pay the full benefit. This will note it's about $20,900.
Committee discussion? Committee pleasure?
Chairman, you're happy?
Move it in the pass.
Senator Sumner moves. Is this a Senate committee substitute?
The one I have is just a committee substitute for House Bill number 26. I had that on mine. This is about a Senate.
We should have Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for. That's not the one we're adopting.
This committee substitute for House Bill.
The request that I have shows Senate committee substitute for House Bill 26. So are you sure that the one that we moved out is the one that we want? No objection.
We're going to hold the motion here for just a minute until we get the clarification.
That was the original. See, this is just on Senate House Bill 26. That's why he said it.
Which committee is this that made the substitute?
State Affairs.
Senate State Affairs? House.
Probably the House State Affairs.
Okay, the motion by Senator Hackey then is that committee substitute House State Affairs for House Bill 226 be passed from committee with a due pass recommendation. Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. Representative Cotton here? Take Senator Ferguson. Are you ready on the House Bill 306 side?
I am.
Whoever gets back first, Cotton.
Yeah.
committee substitute House Bill 229, amended an act relating to fish and game licenses. Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any prepared statements on this bill, but I introduced the bill in response to several sportsmen's associations in the Anchorage area. And subsequent to that time, the territorial sportsmen of the Southeast Alaska Juneau chapter came out in support of it as well. So it's, as far as I'm concerned, it's generally supported by organized sports fishermen throughout the state. An effort, I think, for the sports fishermen, especially the Kingston, the people that want to fish king salmon in the Anchorage area, to help pay their share of the obvious increases in the management costs for king salmon. This year, for the first time since 1973, people in the Anchorage area will be able to fish for king salmon starting probably in about a week or so in the Sitna drainages. And as a result of that, there's going to be some increased management costs, additional stream guards, monitoring personnel, and other aspects of management. The bill raises about $350,000. I'm not positive that, but that's what this one over here has showed. Again, I think it's an effort on the part of the sport fishermen to pay their share of the management costs. And also, my feeling is that by purchasing this $5 ticket for the privilege of fishing for king salmon and steelhead trout, will increase the awareness and the consciousness of those fishermen and probably result in a better fishery due to the conscientious nature of those sport fishermen.
Mr. Chair, right, the fiscal note indicates gross receipts of $350,000 minus commission agent fees would net the state $330,000 fish fund. Senator Hackney?
Mr. Chairman, if representative from Eagle Rivers can pronounce the scientific name for king salmon on line 20 of the bill, I move for the development of the future recommendation.
If you're really serious about this thing,
just say it. He didn't say pronounce it correctly.
I didn't even take
sir,
that.
You understand.
Is there anyone in the room?
Mr. Chairman, Josh Wright.
The one on page line 20 and 21. Is that clear enough? The sport fishing permit series of dashes and then 5 points. Under some circumstances, those figure means $5,000. And I'm just wondering if that's $5.
I know
you mean $5.
Right. In the statutes, this would be added to a long list of, as you can see, it's number 20, a long list of tag fees. And they are listed in the exact dollar amounts throughout the list, so I don't think there will be any confusion.
Should be a dollar sign, that's your own point. I know this, Chairman.
It's consistent with the way the other ones are listed.
Okay, so no problem.
Line 18, you do put a dollar sign. The motion is that committee substitute for HB 229 amended. Passed with a new pass recommendation. Senator Decker didn't ask that one question.
This permit we pay $5 for, is that an annual permit?
Right. This year, in fact, in Cook Inlet, for instance, they're going to issue punch cards that's going to allow them to. Right. This year, there won't be any charge for them because it's so there'll be a punch card that will allow you to fish in Cook Inlet 5 king salmon, 1 per day, 5 per year.
It's non-transferable. Just every year you have to get a permit.
Right, just like any other game tag, you have to go out and get a permit once you get your license. Now, on the back of the license, they write down for this in this situation, it's K for king salmon, that number, that clause.
Just everywhere in the state.
Yeah, this would apply to everywhere in the state.
That's where you should be, in the corner.
So any questions, people should support bigger things.
I've talked to them all the time. Hey, Rob, he didn't understand the problem. I think they had about $47,000. They probably didn't, but I couldn't find any bylaws to back up the whole of why they wanted to do it, other than kind of keep the county from making money. I never did understand what the purpose was.
For the punch card?
Yeah, what's the...
Well... As I pointed out, since 1973, at least in the Cook Inlet area, we haven't been able to fish the king salmon. And then, over the past several years, been monitoring the runs, and they have increased substantially. And so they feel that this year, they finally can afford to open some of the streams up and allow some of the fish to be taken. So, I'm not sure what your question was. Okay, so that will limit the take, basically. On other fish like silvers or humpies or anything else, you're allowed a daily bagging with no overall take, whereas for the king salmon, there's the neighborhood of, I think they're estimating this year about 120,000 kings will go into the streams up there. They want to limit the actual number taken from the entire run. Very strictly, whereas with the other species of salmon, they're not quite as concerned about the overall take. Get out of here, it's not worth going fishing over there.
Further questions? Everyone understands the motion? Committee substitute HB 229, amended, passed through committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you.
No objection, it's so ordered. Thank you, Mr. Conley. Committee substitute for HB 365, an act relating to architectural barriers. Senator Ferguson and Commissioner Holden.
Mr. Chairman,
Senate Committee Substitute, I think we have a proposed committee substitute here. It's HB 365, the vehicle.
Mr. Chairman, HB 365 has been changed from an appropriation bill to a bill that would deal with architectural barriers. The problem we found in the rural areas of the state is that the bunch of the funds that are back for school construction or for public facilities, much of the money is used for architectural barriers. And the bill was not introduced to hurt the program statewide, but to limit the architectural barriers in small communities. This bill that's being proposed would not take effect unless the federal legislation were to be changed. We made the request of Senator Stevens to put an exemption on federal legislation that would exclude to small communities, and I'd like to Commissioner Holden to explain some of the reasoning behind the bill.
Would the committee prefer to listen to Commissioner Holden's explanation, or would you like to make a motion? You still want to listen to the Commissioner Holden? Or?
Basically, in a nutshell, I'm sorry I didn't get all that. You won't exclude everybody who ever committed down to 800 people that to do what? Is this an handicap or
a federal law, Mr. Chairman, that says anybody who takes federal money to a program has to build a buildings with accommodating federal standards for architectural barriers, American Society of Handicaps. The problem that leads us to, and there's a state law that therefore matches that. The problem we've got is that we spend about 6% of our money, like in school construction, building ramps for wheelchairs in villages where you can't have to use a wheelchair anyway. So what we want to do is to have the state legislation amended to exclude those, to make less restrictive, so we can write regulations and make those rules less restrictive in the bush, and at the same time, which doesn't become effective unless we get the feds to change their rules and send us deals with them. It's bloody silly to us to have to build ramps in Sleepy Hutt when it's mud all summer and snow all winter, and you can't use a wheelchair anyway.
Well, ramps are one thing, but it's a whole bunch of other things.
Oh, we would
we would preserve
those, like paraplegic toilets and so forth,
right.
We still have. They're not that expensive. It's the building construction stuff, like building ramps and drives us.
You still have the option of just putting what you think you have.
Yes.
No post question.
I move with new pass recommendation committee substitute pass bill 365.
Senate Bill 205 related to the Housing Finance Corporation. Representative Meekins, I think, is waiting to testify on this bill. Session, if you'd like to hear a
I think maybe what we ought to do is if we're going to wait for John, is we recess and just reconvene on the floor.
I see.
But let's get that today. You get what I'm saying?
I think he's worked out all his problems.
He has.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion with the understanding that Simpson's Haywire must be pulled back before he appeals to his
I move on this.
I'm sorry, I'm not moving.
Yeah. I intend to move both of them, and I don't know what the votes are, but because there is a whole harmless agreement in the other one, which I looked at and it satisfied me. So initially I moved Senate Bill 165, which do pass.
Senator Sumner's motion is before us. Is there objection? Hearing no objection. Senate Bill 165 is passed from committee with a due pass recommendation.
Further, I move Senate Bill 205 with individual recommendations.
Senator Sumner's motion is to move Senate Bill 205
with individual recommendations that do not pass. Hearing no objection, it's so ordered.
If I dare to.
What's the next bill?
The next bill is HB 185, an act authorizing state aid to municipalities for the construction and development of cultural facilities.
I would move the individual recommendation.
It's time to help people.
You need something. You need something to proceed. I think I know what I'm going to offer. That's the reason I said individual, I don't feel it on the floor. He doesn't collect the bills and throw them out.
You got to do some of those.
They said the rest makers are ready for testifying the bill.
They were like that, right?
No one is hearing more testimony.
That's the best testimony you've ever given.
All right. Great.
Well, I think it's time we should go to the floor. We'll stand and recess or...
Recess?
Recession?
Let's recess.
Recession.
You get the motion on 185 before you read it.
No.